Hey guys, it's Emma
and Shannon,
and welcome back to our podcast, She's an Engineer.
Thanks for tuning in again this week. I hope everyone is staying cool. It's been pretty hot out here in Boise, Idaho recently. In this episode, we actually have a little bit more of a chatty episode, and we want to talk about what influenced us to go into our current career field. So talking about our childhood interest, high school, even college, and if we feel fulfilled in our careers. So I'm going to be asking Emma a few questions to start off so we can learn about how she got into engineering and then the medical field. Mm-hmm. And so Emma, if you wouldn't mind, would you be able to just give a brief summary of why you ended up going into your career field?
Yeah, of course. So when I was a kid, I just remember I really liked playing with Legos. I also really liked playing with those like roller coaster sets. I don't know if you remember those, but like you basically like, yeah, you like build a roller coaster. You can like, you know, like push your little car of people down the roller coaster. I always thought it was like the coolest thing ever. Even like maybe Kinects. Like you could build a little, like a stroller for your doll. So I would always build a stroller for my dolls and like push them around. I'm sure like whoever was watching me at the time would help me out with that, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that. But then I think doctors are someone that you see like pretty regularly also as a kid. I feel like you don't really see engineers as a kid. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're exposed to, like, the medical field a lot more just because you're, like, going to the pediatrician, you're, like, getting your checkups done. I incidentally started watching, I guess, like, birthing videos or, like, stories of the ER when I was really little, maybe, like, second grade. Wow. Because we, like, ran out of other things to watch after school, and I didn't really want to do, like, my homework. I just wanted to watch TV. So I was like, okay, I'll watch this. And I thought it was, like, pretty interesting. So, like, I guess fast forwarding a little bit, I ended up going to, like, an engineering high school just because I wanted to go to this, like, magnet high school that was in my county. So I did engineering, like, all throughout high school. So that led me to apply into engineering in college. Mm-hmm. But, like, along those lines, I was also thinking about doing medicine, like, closer to the end of high school as well. I still had those interests. Like, I did EMT school in, like, my senior year, and I became an EMT, and I volunteered as an EMT, and I realized I did enjoy, like, helping patients and being able to, like, help people save their lives and do those types of things. Mm-hmm. So when I went to college, I, like, kept my interests in, like, the biology part, in the medicine part, but also still in engineering. So if you guys didn't know, I did bioengineering at the University of Pittsburgh. And I kind of tried to keep my options open. Like, I still took the classes to be pre-med, but I also didn't discount, like, oh, I might want to work in bioengineering. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing co-op. And although I did enjoy co-op, I didn't think that I enjoyed it as much. And working in bioengineering was pretty fun. Like, I worked in a camp and did all those things. But I didn't think I enjoyed it as much as, like, applying clinical skills to, like, help people. And, of course, like, right now, as I'm doing clerkships and actually, like, working in the hospital, I realized, like, what I did back then wasn't obviously as clinical. And I had, like, a much rougher grasp of what I would be doing on a day-to-day basis. But, I mean, now I definitely think I chose the right path. Like, every time I talk to people about what I do, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Like, I really love doing this. And I was recently actually talking to a friend's parents, and they were like, you know what? I feel like you must be in the right field, because no one else besides people in medicine would say, oh yeah, I just, like, sewed up a wound or got to sew part of a wound, and it was, like, the coolest thing I've done all week. Like, I feel like no one else would say that. I don't know. Maybe yeah, I have. Agree. Okay, good to know. I was like, you know what? I feel like a lot of people would think that's cool, but maybe that just means I'm in the right field. So
yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great summary. Let's dive a little bit more into some of the stories that you shared. So
yeah.
As a kid, was there anyone in particular who really encouraged your STEM interests? Did you have any role models?
Well, both of my parents were in STEM. So, like, I know, Shannon, your dad is a civil engineer, and so I'm sure mm-hmm. that definitely helped you. And we'll talk about that later on, I'm sure. But both my mom and my dad worked at pharmaceutical companies when I was a kid. My mom currently doesn't. She's a teacher right now. But they would always, like, take me to work, and not obviously to their jobs, but their jobs would have these, like, take your kids to work day, or, like, here's a fun little activity you can take your kids to, like, you know those, like, owl pellet dissections?
Yes.
Yeah, I specifically remember going to my mom's workplace to do an owl pellet dissection and, you know, learn about the different types of sponges and what they do. And I just thought it was, like, mm-hmm. really interesting. And they always encouraged us by, like, allowing us to do camps that we were interested in, whether that be in STEM or other things. But also, like, bring us to, like, Liberty Science Center and explain things to us. So I think that really influenced my decisions to go into a science field for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then moving into your teenage years, you mentioned going to an engineering high school. So mm-hmm. while you were there, were there any classes or even teachers that really influenced your career path?
Well, I mean, when I was in high school, I got to do, like, a chemical engineering class, which I thought was pretty cool. And we always got to do, like, AutoCAD classes or, mm-hmm. like, design classes, like, engineering design classes, like, all throughout high school, because we were, like, required to do engineering design, like, freshman, sophomore, junior year. And then we were required to take an architecture class senior year. So, like, everyone in my school had to take this. And so that was, like, a pretty good exposure. I would say, like, when I came into college, it's not like everyone who comes into college has, like, a solid idea of SolidWorks or AutoCAD. But I think it really helped that I did, and that I knew, like, kind of, like, what I was getting into mm-hmm. and, like, some of the engineering basics. But yeah, my chemical engineering professor, even though I, like, knew that I didn't want to go into chemical engineering per se, it definitely helped to have some sort of even, like, exposure to the sort of, like, logic and, like, thought process that goes into engineering in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely senior year, I think, was where I learned the most. It might have been, like, also partly my own doing. Like, I was just, like, more interested or, like, more focused. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I took, like, different anatomy classes, like, two different anatomy classes senior year. One of them was, like, kind of bioengineering related, and the other one was just, like, a regular, like, anatomy and physiology class. And mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. So I think that really, like, solidified my interest specifically in, like, biology, in the human anatomy, in, like, medicine. So I think that really helped me when I was going into college saying, okay, I think I want to do engineering, but I also think I want to do bioengineering. Like, I still want to keep that biology side of engineering. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that makes sense. So it sounds like going into college, you kind of knew what you would be doing or what career field you'd go into. Mm-hmm. Did knowing that you wanted to go into the biology engineering field, did that influence the decision to pick the University of Pittsburgh?
Oh, definitely. I like, mm-hmm. well, I think the University of Pittsburgh is good for engineering in general, but also they have a pretty strong, like, bioengineering program. Like, the grad program is, like, consistently, like, ranked pretty high in the country.
Oh, okay.
And so when I was looking at schools, I was definitely looking at, okay, which schools have co-op, which schools, like, successfully, also because I was interested in medicine, in being a pre-med and getting into medical school. I was also interested, and my mom helped me out with this too, because, like, as a senior in high school, I feel like I didn't really know what questions to ask, but she definitely did,
mm-hmm.
which I'm grateful for. So we definitely looked at like which schools are also successful in students who do bioengineering who are also able to get into medical school afterwards. Like, okay, how many students were interested in who are applying to medical school and how many students are like able to get in? And is this like a feasible option? You know, because I also wanted to explore that path. So I didn't want me doing bioengineering to discount or to somehow perhaps like prevent me from having that option to go to medical school. Like I wanted it to be like my own decision of whether or not I want to continue in engineering versus whether or not I want to go to medical school. I want to be that like my own decision versus it being a decision made for me because I didn't have like the grades or, you know, the other prerequisites able to do so. So we definitely talked to like admissions and the bioengineering department and found out that it's definitely possible. I would say around 10, 12 to 15, I think usually like around 10 people in the bioengineering class of maybe a 70 to 80 people. I don't actually remember how many people graduated in my year, but that seems about right. Were able to go to medical school. Now, I don't know how many people applied to medical school, but I do know most of the pre-meds in my class. And I will say, like, a large majority of them who are applying were able to get into medical school. So that was good. And I just really liked the school, the campus, the people there. And also just, like, the fact that the co-op program was so prevalent. I was like, if there's any way that I'm going to be able to determine whether or not I want to stay in this field versus, like, go into medicine, then I feel like co-op or, like, working is definitely the best way to do that.
Yes. That's a very thorough review of the university. I definitely didn't look into too much, but that is, like, if you are considering med school, something you should look into for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry. I definitely have to think, like, my parents for being the ones to, like, ask a large majority of those questions. Because at that time, like, I don't know, I probably didn't know what to ask or what to look for. But they were thankfully able to, like, help me along with that process.
Yes. And then, as you mentioned, with the co-op program and any other classes that you took at Pitt, maybe what changed your decision or what made you decide on medical school instead of straight bioengineering?
So, I mean, I still really enjoyed all of my bioengineering classes. I really enjoyed senior design. I liked all of my medical product classes. I had to take human anatomy and physiology, and I decided to take that through the nursing school. And I also got to work with people in medicine through those classes, like senior design or like anatomy and physiology, or through some other clubs that I was part of, that I got like more exposure, I think, to medicine. Not that I didn't like enjoy the classes that I was taking, but just because I thought that I would feel like more fulfilled going into medicine. But I will say that some of the classes at Pitt were definitely very difficult. Yes. Like signals and systems. I don't know. For me, I think like the electrical-based courses are definitely, and like not like math heavy, but I think like things that are both electrical and, I don't know, like Calc 3 versus like differential equations, those classes, not the math classes, but the like the integrated classes are one of the like most difficult classes. And I think that definitely discourages some people to like continue in the field. But different people have different strengths. But for me, it was really difficult. But because I had a really good professor for like my dynamic systems class, which is like the follow-up class to signals and systems, then I was able to like really understand it. But at that point, like, I had already decided to do medicine, you know. And also, a lot of those classes aren't things that you would be doing on a day-to-day basis in bioengineering anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. And then once you graduated from Pitt, I know you worked in a lab and now you're in med school. So how did your career path change post undergrad?
Yeah, so when I left undergrad, I had just finished senior design, and I also had worked at a lab that was working on like lung research and medical devices related to oxygenating blood. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, these are things that I have exposure to. This is one thing I have exposure to. I also had exposure to like Sharps containers and substance use and healthcare for the homeless. And that's definitely something that I'm like still very much interested in working in. Mm-hmm. And that's why I ended up doing my lab work at the NIH, where I worked on like the neurobiology behind like substance use and addiction. So that's something I'm still really interested in, but I realized, I think, after coming to medical school, that there's like a lot more in medicine than just those things that I've already been exposed to. So I was like, wow, like maybe pulmonology would be really interesting for me. I still don't know if it's like something that I'm interested in, but I'm not saying like, okay, these are the things I have exposure to right now, and so these are the things that I want to pursue. I realized after coming into medical school that I deserve to like take my time and do what I'm doing right now, like in clerkships and talking to people and actually like doing the work to try to figure out what exactly I want to do, what exact field I want to go into after medical school.
Mm-hmm. And throughout undergrad, and then now that you're actually getting out into the field, have you ever questioned your decision to go into your career path or had any doubts about that decision?
I definitely did. I struggled like a little bit with coursework, I think, first year, like most people do. But for me, it was like, it wasn't really like I was struggling in terms of engineering, but it was more like in comparison to other pre-meds, like my GPA, some of my grades and some of my courses, because I came in and like immediately started taking like calculus 3 and some other difficult courses. My grades weren't too great freshman year. It's definitely something that I had to work on throughout my years of school, is to like learn how to study better, learn how to like have a better grasp of the material, be more efficient, ask questions, things like that. Yeah, it definitely comes with maturity and practice. But at that point, I was like, oh my goodness, like if I don't switch, then maybe I'm not that I would be stuck in bioengineering, but just that I like wouldn't give myself the option to be mm-hmm. able to go to medical school. So based on that, I went and like asked like my pre-med advisor, because we still had pre-med advisors at that time at Pitt. And I was like, should I change into a different major? Because like, if I want to go to medical school eventually, like I can't have my GPA be like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what if I change into like rehabilitation science or like paramedic or, you know, something like biology? And she was like, but do you enjoy what you're doing in bioengineering? Like, do you feel like you would be able to do the work and like grasp the work and also be able to improve your study skills to improve your grades? And I was not 100% sure on that last part, but I knew that I enjoyed bioengineering more than, say, some of those other things. Like, I didn't want to go into biology and learn about plants or, like, ecology, some of those other subjects. Like, I was more interested in, like, the human aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also she told me that, like, I would have, like, an even better chance if I had, like, continued and was successful in bioengineering and applied to medical school versus like switching over to something like being a paramedic, which she said that at our school didn't have a super high acceptance rate for medical school. I think because of some of the coursework, something, I'm not really 100% sure, right? because I'm not in that field, or I didn't do that field, so I'm not really sure what their coursework is like. But yeah, talking to her, I was still like pretty unsure, but like I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep at it and see how it goes for the next semester, for the next year, and see if I'm going to be able to improve, and I did. So yeah, that's definitely one time I doubted like staying in bioengineering because I thought it might prohibit me from going into medical school.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the first year of engineering is so hard, just adjusting to everything. But it's really impressive that you got a degree in bioengineering and then went to med school.
That's pretty I definitely think there are definitely plenty of people who do it, but I think like you just have to be really determined, mm-hmm. not give up.
Oh yeah. And then so far, we know you're still in med school, but are you satisfied with your decision to study medicine? Is your current career path fulfilling?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm currently doing clerkships right now. So my last clerkship, I was on the psychiatry clerkship, and that was something that I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed talking to all the patients and seeing them get better and, you know, coming up with treatment plans for them. But right now I'm also on OBGYN clerkship, and I'm also really enjoying that. So these both are fields that I am currently really interested in, and which is why I wanted to do these clerkships earlier on in my third year. So, I mean, based on like everything that I've done for the past month or month and a half, it's been more than a month and a half, maybe like past 2 months, I'd say I'm pretty satisfied. Like I enjoy, especially getting like hands-on, I'm really enjoying learning in that way. So and like as I said before, you know, I feel like no one else I know that's like not in medicine would be like, oh my gosh, it's so cool, I got to like suture someone today. So yeah. clearly it's the right path. Definitely when I was like studying for tests and preclinicals and our like one big like board exam that we take at the end of second year, I was like very much not like questioning my decision to go to medical school, but questioning the like amount of effort that I would have to put in. I was like, this is so tiring. Like, am I ever going to be able to get through it? But like, you know, most people get through it in the end and they're able to do well. And it ends up being fine. And it ended up being fine. So, you know, just like, I feel like you just need to believe in yourself and not question yourself so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Actually, one other question related to your specialty. Do you need to decide by a certain time period or just by the end of medical school?
So you apply to your residency. So at the beginning of fourth year. So that's like basically like a year from now is when I would be applying. So I definitely need to apply, like, or I would need to determine that before then, because you need to get all your recommendation letters, make sure you like know which programs you're going to apply to. I mean, you can definitely apply to more than one program, but you're only going, or not what, You definitely apply to a lot of programs, but you can definitely apply to more than one specialty. But that's generally like, oh, like you want to go into a competitive specialty, so you're applying into like general surgery or like internal medicine also like as a backup in case you don't get into the specialty you want. But people don't tend to like say like right now I'm interested in psychiatry and OBGYN. People don't tend to like cross or double apply in those because it doesn't really make sense. Like you're just like throwing, you're not, you have to tailor like your application to like what you want to do, obviously. But besides that, you can't just like leave it up to like the system to figure it out. Because what if at the end you're not like satisfied with what the system chose for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So okay. I have to decide in a year.
Yeah, you have plenty of time to decide.
Yeah.
awesome. Now to the last question. Do you have any tips or words of advice for the next generation of engineers and doctors?
Yeah, we might be talking to people that are in college or applying to college, but I kind of doubt it. But I'll gear my advice towards them. Mm-hmm. So like when you're in high school or when you're like starting to apply to colleges, that's like the best time to talk to people. Maybe even some schools do this program where you can like call or have a conversation or like join an existing like bioengineer, civil engineer, mechanical engineer, whatever engineer, right? Or whatever field you want to go into with them, like as they go through their workday. And so that's something that I would suggest, like even if you're not allowed to be hands-on, like you can still get a feel for what they do like on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. You can also do camps. I did a couple of camps to try to figure out like what I wanted to do. I even did like a CSI camp, and I thought like being a medical examiner would be like super cool. I still think it'd be kind of cool, but yeah. But just doing things like that to help you, I guess, explore your interest to really like solidify, is this like what I want to do? And like I said, like in, if you're in college, you know, I think doing co-op or internships, any sort of hands-on things. I know classes are sometimes hands-on, like a lot of classes are hands-on, but like being in an actual like work setting, like even now, like as a medical student, like being in the work setting, I'm learning like a lot of things that I like didn't learn just like from lectures, from the textbook, you know, from doing preclinicals, because you're not really as hands-on then. But doing all those things, I think, will help both like solidify your skills and like build your confidence that you're going to be able to do these things in the real workplace, like when you're actually treating patients or when you're actually designing a bridge, you know, or when you need to like design or test a medical device. Doing, I guess, like taking all the hands-on experience that you can when you are younger or when you're in college, I think that's like the best way to learn. So that's like kind of all the advice that I have. I know it's kind of basic advice, but I know a lot of people like leave college without having like a lot of like work experience, which might make it either both more difficult for them to like find a job after graduation, or might make it difficult for them to determine whether or not this was the right field for them.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm sorry. This is so long, guys. I just have a lot to say always.
It's been very helpful, though, and interesting to hear about your story.
Yeah. And then we're going to release Shannon's episode about how she figured out her career path and like answering similar questions in the next episode in 2 weeks. So thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.